Hey everyone, it's Andres off the record. I'm venturing into the wild. Going to the grocery store actually. Cause, you know, just going out there, being out there, you never know. The corona could get you. You know, I need to address something. Everybody calls this the coronavirus. They are partly right. I need to make clear. It's called the novel coronavirus. 19. Coronavirus has been around for a long time. This is nothing new. It's just the mutation of it being a novel thing is new. And it attacks a little different than the flu. But anyway, I'm just being very, very technical about it because I'm sick of everybody calling it the coronavirus. It's the novel coronavirus, folks. Well, moving on from a discussion of one virus to another, I am basically recording this as a response to this ridiculous article from Screen Rant. Screen Rant is a, I don't know if there's a, if you call it a channel. They are a channel on YouTube. They're also a website. But I have to say, I have a love-hate relationship with them. They have on YouTube, they have a thing called Pitch Meeting. It's pretty good. I like it. This one dude plays two people on it, one being the studio executive and the other one being the screenwriter, and it's basically mocking the movie that we've seen already, but in a comedic fashion about like, okay, what must the conversation have been like to produce a movie to come across all cities? It's like, you know, Cinema Sins and Honest Trailers, but you know, just the pitch meeting. Well, I like that, but their other content is either up or down. But worse than that tends to be their website. They produced an article a few days ago from this recording that said, Frozen fans want Elsa to be gay. A lesbian. I remember someone ambushing Idina Menzel and asking her if she thought, what does she think about the Twitter campaign, hashtag get Elsa a girlfriend? And she's like, oh yeah, of course she's gonna say that. But then she's also a champion of LGBTQ rights. So it's not entirely surprising either. Here's the thing. Here's my biggest question, because the article wasn't made in, it basically has a, around the time that Disney is releasing Frozen 2 to Disney Plus, digital, and Blu-ray and all that. So that's why I talk about Frozen again. It's like, hey, this last movie, you didn't make Frozen a lesbian, but you didn't get her a prince either. So are you making her asexual, just pansexual? What's her deal? Why does she have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? No, it's so dumb. And then Honest Trailers drops a bombshell saying that the other character, some random native character that's in there, is actually a lesbian, even though she probably got a combined 1 minute of screen time. I'm like, huh? And it's like, oh, it's because this one scene where they're talking, if you see it, the way they look into each other's eyes, it's called queer baiting. No, that's you just trying to make assumptions out of nothing. But in this case, maybe you have something to go on, because in the first Frozen movie there is a scene that's kind of questionable, but I didn't think of it much thereafter. But because there was just so much attention given to it, basically that tavern guy was basically turned queer. So it's a little frustrating that whenever the blue check marks on Twitter, social justice warriors and all that demand something to be made, they want things that are targeted towards families turned into the direction. See, the whole premise of the Screen Rant article is ridiculous because it says Frozen fans. Who the heck are the Frozen fans? It was talking about, oh yeah, because after the first one, the Let It Go song, you know, Elsa singing Let It Go, that's become a gay anthem now because it's about coming out of the closet, breaking out of your shell. No, who says that just because you're free to be you, it automatically means that you can now come out of the closet? What if it was somebody who just didn't like what they did for a living and changed what they were being held back from being able to accomplish, and is finally fulfilling the dream and being able to do what they've always dreamed they could do, because that was their passion and it was best to their abilities. You know, it's always the assumption that, oh yeah, they're just closeted. You know, I find that ridiculous, and here's why. Who are the ones that propelled the movie to the billion-dollar status that it was, and also the second one? Disney knows this for why they didn't make Elsa lesbian. But it's a response to you fans, so-called fans. Who are these fans that are on Twitter? Is it the little kids that enjoy watching Frozen? The little kids from 3 to 5 year olds that kept begging mommy and daddy, please go take me to watch this movie. Let me drive you nuts singing these songs. Buy me the clothes, buy me the toys. And it's like, yeah, you mean these were the ones that took to Twitter and said, oh my goodness, I need Elsa to become a lesbian. I need Elsa to have a girlfriend. I need her to have a queen. These are the fans? No? They didn't? Because that's not why they went to go watch the movie. That's not what was on their mind, because that's not what they care about. So who are these so-called Frozen fans taking to Twitter and social media demanding that Disney do this? The people that have nothing better to do with their lives, the ones that want every single existing property turned queer for the sake of some movement that they call for equality and representation and inclusivity and all that. They want Spider-Man to, in the next movie, to have a boyfriend, or at least be in a love triangle between Mary Jane and his developing bi-curiosity. Or in the case of Batman, it's like, no, Batman and Robin are gay. Excuse me, that's supposed to be a father-son dynamic. What you're implying here is pedophilia. You know, the Harley Quinn show, it's a great show, great chemistry among the friends, Harley Quinn and Pamela Isley. But because she has a relationship with Kite Man, which is an awesome relationship, there's so-called Harley Quinn fans that, oh no, please ship Harley Quinn and Pamela Isley. Like, what? You know, it's like, if you want a character to be someone that identifies with you, then create that character instead of trying to take an existing property and changing it for the sake of changing it. Something infamously happened. The actor George Takei, or Takei, he is gay. He played Captain Sulu in the Star Wars franchise. Oh, I'm sorry, fans, I just triggered you. In the Star Trek franchise, I am so sorry. Definitely sorry about that one, forgive me. In Star Trek, he played Captain Sulu. Now, he is an openly gay man. I don't believe he was during the time. I have to check my sources on that one. But for the movie Star Trek Beyond, Simon Pegg wrote the screenplay. Simon Pegg turned the modern Captain Sulu gay, because of course he did. He did it supposedly in honor of George Takei. George Takei did not approve. He said, you don't take an existing character and change his sexuality, especially as a form of a tribute to me, because it's a disservice to the fans. He said, if you want to introduce a character, introduce a character. Don't make a seismic change just for the sake of making a political point. Now, I'm paraphrasing here. He said something along those lines. Simon Pegg was disappointed. It was a little watered down for the movie. It wasn't entirely what they showed, or at least what it was meant to be, but the implication is still there. Although some people might now claim that, oh, that was ambiguous. That was not ambiguous. I knew exactly when I saw it. So that's what I'm talking about. That these blue check marks, SJWs, they don't want to create an original property for themselves because they know nobody's gonna watch it. They know nobody's gonna care. They want to ram down their political viewpoint and demands on you. That is why they demand that the characters that you know and love, that have nothing to do with politics, that are turned into a political point. Because by them doing so, they believe they've achieved some kind of equality and inclusivity, and in the process, destroy childhoods all across the board and rob parents across the whole place. So will Disney do it? The only reason they won't is because families are the ones paying to see this. And the last thing Disney wants to do is hurt their bottom line. All right, guys, I just got to Whole Foods. We'll see how this goes. If you don't hear from me, just keep waiting. I'll see you in the next one.